She finds herself in front of the muckrake's house. She stands behind a tree, looking at the lighted windows. Rodney comes out of the house carrying a trash can. He looks at the full moon. Annabelle steps out from behind the tree. "Annabelle, what are you doing here? Are you okay?" "Here," she says. "I've got something for you." She holds up the golden key she stole from Otto. "You really should see the moon. It's quite spectacular." Rodney looks at the key. "Maybe just a minute wouldn't hurt. I am pretty sick of blue." Annabelle unlocks his glasses. He takes them off and hungrily stares at the moon. "Rodney, there's one more thing." Annabelle holds up her new glasses. "I want you to try these on and tell me what you think." But just as she's about to hand him her glasses, a voice comes from the house. "Rodney? Coming!" Rodney jams his blue glasses back onto his face while Annabelle stuffs her wooden ones into her pocket. "Come in the house with me. Apologize to my dad," Rodney says. "I can't do that." "Please, if you apologize, I'm sure he'd take you in. You could be a blue like us."
"No, Rodney. I'm sorry."
"But who will take care of you? Where will you go?"
"Rodney? What are you doing out there?" demands the voice from the house. Annabelle turns and runs.
"Wait!"
But she is already gone. Annabelle runs to the tree by the wall where she dropped the crystal horse. Bits of broken crystal sparkle in the moonlight. She squats down, picks up a shard, and holds it up to the moon. She accidentally cuts her finger. Annabelle climbs the tree and sits on top of the wall. She pulls her wooden glasses out of her pocket and puts them on.